If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Don Jackson Blattner, the author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist that you find on Instagram at DJ Blattner. She's America's favorite nutritionist. Hi, Don.
Oh, John. Hi, how are you? My favorite time of the week with you. Your listeners love it.
I want to say something about apples. I've been a Honeycrisp guy for as long as they've had those out. And then I found those Asian pears, these little bombs of fruit that are in the grocery store. It's kind of expensive. Fantastic. I thought my sons tried them, and they were not as enthusiastic. Then I switched over this last couple of weeks to the Fuji apples, which I never really spent much time and attention on because I either had my other apples. Wow, are those good right now? I think the Fujis are really delicious. Your thoughts, go.
Yes, I'm agreeing with all of it, and I think that's the fun of apples is that there's so many different varieties depending on how crisp you like them or sweet you like them or tart you like them. You can find one that works for you and your palate. But as a dietitian, you know I'm loving apples because that's saying, you know, an apple a day. It's real because apples have fiber, pectin in particular. They have polyphenols, which are compounds for overall health and longevity. So I love them, especially like this time of year too, not only for gut health, but immune boosting. Mm. So yeah, I'm a big apple fan for the nutrition of it too.
Does the peel have more nutritional value than the fruit of the apple?
Yes, eat the peel. I wouldn't say it's more, but it makes the apple well-rounded and you get all the nutrition from it. So anytime I see somebody bringing an apple peeler toward an apple, I start panicking, shaking, crying, like, absolutely, please eat the skin. Even when you're doing baking, you know, a lot of people peel apples for that. Don't. Cut them up with the skin on, incorporate it in your baking. It really does make a difference for nutrition.
That's asking a lot, Don.
Yeah. Well, hey, are you talking about apples? Because I wanted to brag about my superstardom. I did a TV segment on Friday talking all about healthy holiday entertaining and Michigan apples. That's what I actually wanted to talk about. So did you know that, or you just brought this up randomly?
Well, a little bit of each. Pete said that you had something in your mind about apples, but I'm like, oh, I am dialed in on apples. You were on WGN-TV, were you?
Yes, WGN-TV. And so the topic was healthier holiday entertaining. And I was on there talking all about how you could put Michigan apples into all of your holiday entertaining. And the reason why I picked this is because I learned that, you know, Michigan is right by us. And they're the second largest producer of apples. And that it's special. Like, this is a special situation because Michigan has, like, all these lakes and the perfect climate.
Yeah.
So when you get a Michigan apple, it's likely to be so high quality and so flavorful because of that perfect environment that it's growing in. So I was like, oh, my God, how do you figure out if it's a Michigan apple, though? That was my big question. And it has, like, a sticker on it, or, like, the store display will be there to say Michigan grown. So, you know, I thought that was, like, a feel-good sort of local story to put Michigan apples in all of these festive holiday dishes that I brought to this segment.
Well, I can't do it this month, but a couple years ago, we went to Michigan to an apple-picking place, and they had, like, these rows and rows and rows of these trees, but two rows would be one variety, and then the next two rows would be another, and I was amazed at how different one apple can taste from the next. And so we were picking them and eating them and picking them and eating them. I don't think we were supposed to be eating them, but I was doing that because I needed to know what I was going to get. And there were apples, thousands, millions and millions of apples. It was so much fun. They were so delicious off the tree.
Yeah, you know what? And that's part of the fun for me is that, you know, in this perfect climate with all the lakes, they have so many varieties that can grow there. Like during the segment, I used ambrosia apples, which I had never even had. And I was like, oh, my God, these are delicious. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of looking for that Michigan grown sticker and trying all those different varieties.
Now, you talked a lot last week about the charcuterie and how to dress it up. Can you just give me a summary of a nice, maybe party platter or something like that?
Okay. Well, actually, you know what? One of the things that I showcased on my TV segment was swapping crackers for an apple, and you can do this on any charcuterie board that you are making. So instead of the, you know, I mean, you could use a whole grain cracker, but I cut apples into rounds. So I just slice, and then I pretended that was a cracker because it's crisp, but it's also very refreshing. And here's what I put on it. Either goat cheese or blue cheese, a little bit on that apple round. And then I put chopped up nuts, chopped up celery, and fresh thyme. And the hosts started eating it before I even told them what was on it. And they were like, oh my gosh, this is so delicious, so delicious. And they're like, what is this? And I'm taking it. I'm like, yeah, that's celery. And so I feel like this is a really fun little like hors d'oeuvre type of thing you could put on a charcuterie board because it is cheese on there and it is a piece of fruit. But really the idea of putting fruits and vegetables on your charcuterie, like, you know, they have all those marinated artichokes and like even like marinated green beans and, you know, pomegranates in season. So you could have a pomegranate on your board. You know, it's almost like your charcuterie board has a little baby with a fruit and veggie board. You know, like if you could do that with your charcuterie, that would be extremely important.
219 has texted in and said, John, I enjoy your show and I always try some of Dawn's recipes. Could you please ask her what suggestions she has for getting kids to eat healthier? I'm the primary caretaker for a 7- and 8-year-old. I put out fresh veggies and dip and fruit most nights. For the most part, they prefer processed foods like chips, chicken nuggets, hot dogs, all the stuff they get at school. They refuse to eat chicken unless it is coated. Help.
Oh, I mean, listen, it's not just 7- and 8-year-old kids. This is America. Like we are, this is all of us, adults and kids included. And I will tell you the number one thing that I have found to work is to use what people already crave and like and eat and add nutrition to that. So in here's another example from the TV segment. People love pizza. Okay, this is obviously a known fact all around. And so it's like, okay, is there anything I can do to put something better on my pizza? And it's like, okay, well, you know what? Hey, maybe I'll put, maybe not for kids, but adults, it'd be like arugula and apples on your pizza and have like a little flatbread with cheddar cheese and serve it at a party. Or like if you are making, like this idea of what do you like? It's like, okay, I like tacos. Everybody likes tacos. It's like, okay, you know what? Instead of just doing meat tacos, can you put some black beans in your stirred in with the meat or lentils and stirred in with the meat so it's still seasoned and tastes good, but it's a little way to get some nutrition. You know, just looking for little places to what people already like and seeing like what you can put on there and in there is great. And the other thing I will say is good work by this listener who is saying offering fruits and vegetables, that is the key. So why does it have to be either or? How about we, you know, eat chicken nuggets and some broccoli? Or how about we offer chips and we offer cucumber sticks? Like the idea of blending this balance of diet of foods that people are used to and these higher nutrition foods, I think it's great. And kids and adults with more regular actually having it in front of you, even if you don't eat it 10 times in a row, maybe the 11th time that kid or adult will eat it. So keep trying. Don't lose hope. Don't lose patience.
I wonder if forcing a kid to eat food they don't like is only going to ensure that they never like it and eat well.
Yeah.
Or is that something that eventually will take? I'm thinking about the tough love where it's like no kid has starved to death who didn't get a chicken nugget, but instead had a baked chicken breast with a little seasoning. And they're going to turn their nose up at that maybe. But guess what? Then you didn't eat tonight and maybe tomorrow you will. But I'm not sure if that's the right way to persuade a kid to like baked chicken, for instance.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This the idea of feeling like forced and, you know, sort of at odds at dinner time to make it even more stressful is never a great way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
But saying like, hey, if my kid loves chicken nuggets, you know, maybe baked chicken is just like one step a little too far. Maybe I could crush up whole grain pretzels and bread my chicken breasts and make it chicken tenders and bread it myself with this, pretzel mix. And then try my own version and see, like, is that maybe a bridge to get there? And the other thing, too, is, like, just offering. I swear, if you just keep offering it at some point, kids and adults will try it.
Yeah.
So don't feel sad. You know, if you're putting it out, that's the job of the parents. There's actually this really, really cool, helpful thing. is the parent's job is to provide food that is good and, you know, delicious and fun and healthy. And the kid's job is to eat it or not eat it. It's called the division of responsibility. And there's a woman who her name is like Ellen Sater, who writes books on this very topic. You know your job as a parent and know the job as a kid is to eat or not eat. And anytime anybody goes over that line, that's actually where trouble can, when the kid's deciding what gets to be put out on the table, trouble. When the adult starts forcing a kid to eat, trouble. So anyway, the thing I use with a lot of clients is I do days of the week for each person of the family, and you get to pick. So what does the mom want on one day? Everybody sits down and eats that. What does the kid want on one day? You can balance it, but have, you know, mac and cheese with broccoli and, you know, the healthy version of the chicken nuggets. What does dad want? What does the uncle want? What does the aunt want? What are the, you know, sisters, brothers, whatever. And so then everybody sits down to eat respectfully what the person has for that day of the week. And if they don't love it, it's no big deal, because they do have a day of the week that's theirs, that's coming, that they look forward to.
Dawn Jackson-Blattner is on the line. We've been talking a little bit about apples because they're kind of year-round. It's also a way to dress up the charcuterie or snack, maybe, board that you're putting out for a party. And I think I asked you last week, Dawn, right? Any apple that you eat is as nutritious as any other apple. And I suppose, is that the same true for oranges and those little tangelos or those little baby oranges, the cuties that they have? Are they all kind of the same thing?
Yes. And what I love about this is that everybody does have a little bit of a taste preference or, you know, ease preference, like wanting a mini or, you know, orange rather than a regular navel orange. But the idea of nutrition, it is similar or identical in all of these cases.
What about this then? Good morning, John and Dawn. Merry Christmas. In regards to cheeses, is hard, firm cheese better for us than gooey, soft cheese?
No, not necessarily. And so basically the biggest thing with cheese, which we have talked about, is one, American cheese is not cheese. So that's off the table. All the other cheeses are really actually in the right portions, quite good for us. I mean, randomly, you know, cheese always gets thrown under the bus of like, oh, this is not nutritious. There's too much saturated fat. There's too much calories. There's too much sodium. But it's at lower levels, like, you know, I call it cheese as a condiment rather than a food group in and of itself. Cheese as a condiment, it's great. It has calcium in there. It actually is very good for protein and helping you feel more full. So the idea of any of those cheeses you like is A-plus great. And just be mindful that the ratio of, like, cheese and processed meats on a charcuterie board is much less than all the other whole grain crackers and fruits and vegetables that you have.
What do you think about wrapping a strip of prosciutto around a wedge of cantaloupe?
Oh, love it. I really feel like that to me is a way that you are getting what you're craving. You're like, you know what? I want some of this processed meat. Leave me alone. Great. Wrap it around a cantaloupe. Great. Or another thing people do this time of year is asparagus. They'll wrap it around asparagus and serve it on, you know, a cheese board type of thing. So, yeah, I think that's a great way. You know, fun ways to eat more fruits and vegetables is where we're at.
So about your strategy then, somebody said the new motto for Dawn Jackson-Blattner, replace, reduce, rejoice. Now, that's a play off of another set of words that are in the news for unfortunate reasons these days. But you're saying replace some of the food, reduce some of the food, and rejoice because you're eating healthier all of a sudden. I love it.
I'm taking notes. I love that. I love good motto.
The queen of the acronyms and all. John, my 16-year-old daughter and her friends had a charcuterie board party last week. She made a Shirley Temple board with cans of 7-Up. Maraschino cherries, grenadine, glasses, straws, mixing sticks. Yes, it was a little sweet, but it was fun. And then the other girls made like a pickle board, an olive board, a salad board. I wonder if that would be put up a bunch of vegetables and things that you're sneaking into the mix saying, all right, now make up your own pretty creative board. Give them some maybe dip and see what they come up with. That's a fun, that's a novel party idea, isn't it?
I think it's a novel party idea. What I also like is that, you know, sometimes the host is so heavy working, doing all the food and things that it's hard for them to have a good time. And so this seems like it sort of distributes the responsibility to everyone. Seems very creative. And, you know, I was just looking. I have so much content on my website. The other day, I was looking for a dip idea, And I do have on my website, like, dips, two ingredient lazy dips that you could use. So if you are, like, doing one of these things and you're looking for, like, dips for vegetables or you're making a dip board, it is on there. There's good stuff on there if you
ever are.
What's
an example of a two ingredient dip?
Oh, okay. So I did everything seasoning. And some Greek yogurt.
I knew it was going to be Greek yogurt. And then everything,
you know,
everything seasoning. That's a kind of seasoning, everything?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the seasoning that you put on, bagels have that everything seasoning like that. I also had yogurt. Hey, listen to this one. Yogurt is, you got me. I use it for a lot of stuff. But if you mix yogurt and blue cheese together,
ooh,
that's it. You don't have to. It is awesome for celery sticks and carrots.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just like the best. The other, I don't know if you know this condiment. It's like harissa. Harissa is sort of like, it's a little like a spicy chili pepper paste. It's not too, too spicy, by the way, but it's great. Also stirred into yogurt. I love it as a veggie dip. What other things did I do? Oh, I did like a nut butter and rice vinegar dip where you can, it's almost like a quick, lazy, you know, peanut butter or almond butter sauce that I put out with like, a little bit of broccoli. And green beans. So, I mean, there are all sorts of little lazy ideas you could do to make dips. And again, why should you eat vegetables alone when you can dip them into something and it makes you more likely to eat even more of them when you have a good dip?
Okay, here's some questions. Give me short answers. What about Velveeta, Dawn? What do you think of that stuff?
Skip it. You can do better with real cheddar cheese.
Why is American cheese not a cheese?
Oh, it's mostly like oils and fillers. So
it's not a dairy product. Yeah.
No. And if you actually read the label, it will say cheese product. And that is how, that's the tip off that you know legally it's not allowed to call itself cheese.
Could you ask Dawn if cereal like Grainberry, whole grain cereal, is considered a processed food?
Okay. So this is important to know. Processed foods are not the problem. It's ultra processed foods. So basically everything, even baby carrots that have been cut up in a bag are considered processed because they have had something done to them. It's the ultra processed foods that are the issue. And cereals that are made out of whole grains are not ultra processed because you are getting that whole grain. The cereals that are not whole grain that are made out of white flour, those are considered ultra processed. So the only thing with cereal to remember, that's one part of a balanced meal. That's the whole grain part. You also need a protein part and a produce part to make it a balanced meal. So it's something like a Greek yogurt, 2% plain with that whole grain cereal and some berries on top. That would be like a whole balanced meal.
We're out of time.
Oh, no. I just love time with you and your listeners.
Okay, I'm sorry we didn't get to all the calls and texts. We'll do it again next week. It's always a pleasure to read and talk to Dawn Jackson Blattner at dawnjacksonblattner.com. That's DJ Blattner on Instagram. Okay, nice to talk to you, Dawn. Happy holidays.
You too. Talk to you next week.